You know, when it comes to any close personal relationship, trust is vital. And as you know, there are levels of trust, from a casual trust all the way to a trust where you have complete and absolute confidence. Have you ever heard the expression, "I'd trust him with my life"? Now that's trust. And that's the kind of trust we're exploring here in It's God I Trust. My prayer for you is that regardless of what happens around you or to you, you'll be able to trust God for His help and get the results. At times, we all encounter situations that are just too big for us. We face circumstances that our own resources and abilities are just not enough. We need help. Finances, sickness, relationships, and other issues come up, and where do we turn? Many people have been disappointed by trusting in themselves, trusting in other people, trusting their job, trusting organizations, trusting their savings, and even trusting their government. If you're tired of trusting everything else and being disappointed, you're in the right place. I know personally, and I've seen it in other people's lives, when you trust God, there is no circumstance or situation that God cannot bring the help and deliverance you need. And that's the purpose of this presentation, to show you how to increase your trust in God so that regardless of what happens around you or to you, you'll be able to trust God for His help in all areas of your life. You know, some people have trust and confidence in God in one area, but may struggle in another. Someone may have no problem trusting God when it comes to health issues, but when it comes to finances, they struggle. In this presentation, you're going to see and understand why that happens. I can absolutely promise you that if you understand and apply the biblical information in this presentation, your personal relationship with God will grow, and your level of trusting God will dramatically improve. Like I said, in a close personal relationship, trust is vital. Parts 1 and 2 go hand in hand. They lay the foundation for developing a personal relationship with God. Part 3 is how to develop your personal relationship with God. And Part 4 is how to trust God in specific areas of your life. And please understand that the greatest benefit to you regarding Part 4 is an understanding of Parts 1 through 3. And so we begin with Part 1, Who is God? If you're interested in building a closer personal relationship with God and increasing your level of trust in God, then understanding who is God is not only a logical starting point, it's vital. Here are three very important questions. Who do you think God really is? Number 2, how did you arrive at that opinion? And number 3, are you willing to accept who God says He is in His Word, the Bible? This is so foundational. Why? Well, because at times, sincere people who want to help someone often say, "You need to trust God and ask for His help." And that's good advice, but if someone tells you to trust God, who do you think God really is? What's your opinion of God? That's so foundational because how can you trust someone you either don't really know or have a negative or even a wrong opinion about? A huge roadblock in trusting God is people's opinion of God. The Bible declares who God is. And if you rightly understand the Scriptures, you find out who God says He is. This is so important because there are people who think that God does certain things when, in the Bible, He says that He doesn't. For example, 1 John 1:5 says, "God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." In James 1:13, it says, "Let no man say when he's tempted, 'I'm tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man." In Job 2:7, it says it was Satan who smote Job, not God. So, God is light, and in Him is no darkness. He doesn't tempt people, and He doesn't bring sickness, hardship, and tragedy. On the other hand, some people say, "Well, God would never do that for me." But in the Bible, God says that he will. Psalm 103 says God forgives all sins and heals all diseases. 3 John 2 says God wishes above all things that we would prosper and be in health. In 2 Corinthians 9, it says that God's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Ephesians 3 says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That's why it's so important to believe what the Bible says about who God really is. If we're going to trust God, we need to find out who God really is according to what he said in his word. Now, doesn't that make sense? And this is a very important starting place because there are many misconceptions about God. There are sincere Christians whose faith is sadly not really Bible-based. They know the right religious phrases and can even quote some scripture. But when it comes to really trusting God and getting results, they fall short time and time again. And too often, God gets the blame. It's a trust issue.